Scott Flory has made his way over as we're going to do a little adjustment. We should have done that for y'all. Poor guy. But he did well. So did Nelson Lacombo. Head coach Scott Flory, you get the victory. It wasn't a Picasso, but it was a win.
Yeah. You know, I couldn't say it better myself, Dave. You're right. I mean, at the end of it, we're concerned with wins and losses, and we ended up winning the football game. We know they're a good football team. They're coming in. They're tough. They're physical. They came in. They gave us fits to start the game, and we knew we were going to get everything they had. And guys adjusted at halftime. We took a deep breath and just went out and played in the second half.
Tom Whiting lost on the opening kickoff, but I thought your linebacking core made some adjustments and then started to come together as a group, especially in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, you know, putting Ramsey right in there and, you know, getting from a four down to a three down. I mean, Warren did a great job making adjustments, and then, you know, Connor Delay going in there as well. I mean, you know, Ben's the linchpin of the group for sure, and Ben Whiting came up huge again here today. So, yeah, I'm proud of those guys. I mean, hey, that's football. You know, it's unfortunate there's injuries involved. We got to be able to adjust. We got to rally, and we got to move forward.
You talk about playing connected football. You've talked about it all season long. So I want to take you inside that third quarter where defensively you went interception, interception, interception. Yeah. You were able to get 10 points off those turnovers. How important was that 10-point swing?
Yeah, you know, it should be 21, right? Man, I regret that one third down call. I don't know what I was thinking there. I lost my mind. But yeah, I mean, you know, to come away with 10, we should have been more. But absolutely, defensive guys made plays. I mean, and Nelson and then Ben, and I can't remember who had the other.
Ramsey Dervis.
Ramsey had the pick there, and that was a great play. I mean, those are key. Those are game changers, right? And those are momentum swings, and those are ones that offensively we got to capitalize on better.
That third down, boy, you really liked that all of a sudden in that first half when you needed to gain some momentum and showing a lot of trust and faith in your offense.
Yeah, you know, I know in the first half I felt we needed to, and then we did it on the one play, and then we get it again, like it's almost the same kind of situation, third and two. I'm like, well, if we went for it last time, we got to go for it this time. There's no point in kicking a field goal now. I mean, there's no point in tightening up now, and then we got it again, and I'm scoring. I regret that one. I think it was in the third quarter. Like I said, I lost my mind on that one. That was just dumb. But that's, you know what, we all make mistakes. I tell the guys, we're all accountable. I made mistakes, and we got each other's back, and that's what team football's about.
Getting each other's back, I want to go back in the final moments with the defense. Of course, safety, you give up, of course, on a bad snap. That's a tough play. Now, of course, there's all kinds of pressure, and I made the statement, and I could be wrong, and I would love to be corrected, that this felt like the UBC game, where UBC hung around, and then were able to make some plays at the end. This time, I thought your defense stood up and made those plays at the end. Would you agree?
Yeah, I absolutely would agree. I think the mistake was is that, you know, we told them to take some time, but the clock wasn't going to run, right, because it ended on an incompletion. So, and we signaled to, hey, hurry it up. And then when the long snapper's down there, you know, it's a lot of time, and there's a lot of thinking. There's a lot, you know, there's a lot of things going on. And you know, but at the end of it, I was almost contemplating giving up two anyway, because it backs them all the way up. So now a touchdown doesn't tie, a touchdown wins, but they got a lot further to go. And our defense just responded. They wiped the slate clean on the mistake, and they played.
You're going to Calgary. Hey, coach, it's a road game in McMahon Stadium. What do you need to do to get your team prepared, and what are you going to talk to them about this week and maybe even after this football game?
Yeah, again, it's the same thing. We'll analyze this one tomorrow. We'll take a look at it, and then it's all full steam ahead for Calgary. They're a good football team. You know, we only had them once, and we had them here. We had the luxury of playing here. We know how explosive they are. We know how physical they are, and we know we've got to be ready for it. I'm going to digest this one, take a look at where we're at physically, and then we'll be full steam ahead for the Dinos.
Coach, congratulations on the victory. Let's go get them in the Hardy Cup.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, guys.
Head coach Scott Flory joining us again. His team 20-